Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Again for living. With the brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hello and happy Sunday. Welcome, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well, and I'm so excited and happy to have you joining us on the show today. We have a lot to talk about, and we're going to make sure that we get through it. I'd like to let you know that I am your host, in case you don't know. I'm sure some of you know my voice already, but I am your host, Peggy Avila. This is Women in Motion, and we are live today. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to or a man about their business, email her or his information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our local communities and men around the world. Want to make sure that you get this, not repeating myself, but not excluding men. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in 323-642-1757. That's 323-642-1757. If you know someone right now that you'd like to have them join us, they don't have to click on a link or anything right now. They can simply call into that number. Once again, it's 323-642-1757. You could also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. You could email us at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. So we're going to go live in a few minutes, and I'm going to introduce my guest. But first of all, I'd just like to give honor and recognize two of our touring figures of the American Civil Rights Movement who died on Friday, a major loss for the nation. So we're still grappling with protests and demands, but John Robert Lewis died at the age of 80 after a battle with cancer, and Reverend Cordy Tyndale, C.T. Vivian, died at the age of 95 of natural causes. We will remember them and everything that we did. They were phenomenal. It's just giving a tribute here on eWater Radio. And also, we lost Regis Philbin. He was 88. He was the host of ABC TV. Not bringing any bad news, but just giving honor and tributes to those who have made the way, who have touched our hearts and did so many things to the nation. We lost Kenneth Craig. He was a lead singer of the Dramatic Force, and he passed last Saturday. So we extend our prayers to all of the families, and we would just like to say our prayers are with you, and many blessings we send that way. So we're going live right now. We're introducing our guests, and we're going to talk about just a discussion, nothing script, nothing practiced, just a normal discussion. We're going to speak on worldwide protests, continued shutdown, dating during a pandemic, voting and education to school or to go to school or not. This is part four, a panel on how the virus has affected our youth. Live discussion once again on eWater Radio. Remember, I'm your host, Peggy Avila. Produced by Peggy. And also, I do not want to forget this. We would like to give a tribute to Sheila Ferguson, producer of Women in Motion. Sheila's birthday was in July, so I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. And also like to give a shout out to Ed, the head man of eWater Radio, that's making it possible for us to do what we're doing, to reach out to the nation, to reach out to communities, to reach out to our youth and our seniors and everybody, so we can have a voice to express ourselves and share our thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Thank you all. God bless you. Okay. I'm introducing Jalen and Jerry. I don't know if Nicholas is joining us, but are you there?
We are here, Jalen, and I'm glad to be here on eWater Radio once again. Thank you for having us.
And this is Jerry. Thank you for tuning in another week for eWater Radio, Woman in Motion.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, not a problem. How's it going?
It's going great. So Nicholas is not with us right now?
He is not. Unfortunately, Nick had some activities going on and couldn't make it with us today. But we are here, and we're glad to be here. You know, although we have somebody down, that doesn't stop the show. We'll be here to discuss, you know, our lives right now and answer any questions that come to us.
Okay, and I'd also like to say that this is the fourth series, and you men, young men, have taken the time four times to discuss what's going on. So, like I was explaining to our listeners, we don't want to be boring, but we're in this. It's a storm, and we're all in this storm in a different boat, but we're all going through this. When you turn to CNN, you turn to Channel 7, Channel 4, when you walk in the store, when you go to the gas station, it's masks, gloves, arguments, protesting, everything. So it's ongoing. So that's why you're here. Thank you to all three of you, even though Nicholas is not with us, but thank you so much for taking out the time. Like I said, you're young men, you could be doing something else, making this possible. I can't thank you enough. So let's start off with whatever you want to talk about. It's your show. I'm just going to kind of keep it moving a little, but let's do what we do.
Most definitely, most definitely. And we wanted to start by just, you know, highlighting the death rate on the COVID so far. Right now it's around 3%. You know, and that we're not sure how that will go, but it's at 3% as opposed to 5%. You know, a couple months back when we talked about this here. So yeah, you know, it's another month going through COVID, and people
are still not listening. We're still going out. We wear our masks into restaurants and we take them off to eat. But is that really changing anything? Are we still at risk of catching corona? Corona, like we said before, corona is going to be with us forever, just like SARS or just like the flu, you know, just like all these other viruses. It's going to be with us forever. It's just a matter of how we can control it or, you know, figure out a way where it won't spread as fast across states and countries.
Right.
You said something major there. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was saying you said control it. Well, do you think that the people of our world is in control? Because don't you think control would kind of start there? Just your perspective of it.
That's a good question. that's kind of, you know, that's a good question. You know, I wish we had the answers to that, honestly, but whatever the motives behind it are, you know, whether it is something that the, you know, whoever is controlling it and prolonging the virus for whatever reason, whatever their agenda is, that doesn't change the fact that it's a rampant virus and people are literally dying from it. So whether we want to believe that it's whatever we want to believe, it's a virus that is obviously deadly for some. And I mean, people are taking that and, you know, taking that and flipping it to where some can go out, some can't, and we really don't know. Control
for this world is a touchy subject because this world has always been trying to control people, and that's been from the civil rights, that's been from the main thing, taxes. Even the lower wealthy or lower class and wealthy class complain on taxes, and the government and the world has always been trying to control the people. And as far, I mean, you can never control, you know, what goes on, but it is up to us. It is up to the citizens and the people to figure out, you know, how we can
fight it.
How we can fight against corona.
Yeah, that's really what it is, and how we can, how we can fight it, really. Because, I mean, there's only two ways to go about it, is either fight it or go out there and risk everything and, just disregard it. I mean, the only person that can fight it, in my belief, is God. And we really, only route we can take at this time is to trust in God and just, go about our daily needs. Really, man, it's wild out there. I mean, people are disregarding the rules. You know, they're people aren't really focused. I feel like they're not really worried about the virus. People are going on with their daily lives and just, trying to have fun and make the best of it and, you know, just really putting, I don't know who they're putting their trust in, but, people are just, they're not really abiding by the law. And, you know,
You can't force the people, like I was saying. Do you think, you said control the virus, but to control the virus, we just control the people. So we talked about that. And like you said, the people don't seem like they're taking it serious. I guess it has to hit home. But if you're watching the news all day long and that's all you see and you have to go in the store wearing a mask but you can hardly breathe through the mask, then you have to go to work for 6 to 8 hours with a mask on, and then your sinuses are bothering you, your eyes are irritated. Seem like that brings your immune system down instead of bringing it up. I'm just saying, like I said, it's your guys' discussion. Go ahead.
Right. I heard that argument a lot, you know, just having the mask bring down your immune system because apparently you're not taking in all the toxins
you
have in your body building.
I can't hear you. You have an echo. You want to get a little closer to your mic? Hello, who's talking? Was somebody saying something, Jalen?
I think
there's an echo.
Okay, I heard an echo. Okay, let me say this. We talked about the mask last time. We talked about the reopening businesses. I know some of you had a little differences about that. I know the businesses are closing back down. We talked about that. We'll go back to that since we talked about it. We got a recap on that. The businesses have reopened. Some of the businesses have reclosed again. Some are never open again. People are still there are people that have been beat up in stores fighting security guards because they don't want to wear their mask. So it seems like control, I can't say it. I'm just voicing my opinion. So anyone listening to the show is just an opinion. You know, different strokes for different folks. Everybody thinks differently. That's why we're having this discussion. Please call in and interject. Interject your voice. Interject your idea and your thoughts about it. I know everyone is feeling something because we're all going through it. It's affecting everybody. It's affecting your rent, your house note, affecting your job, affecting your health, affecting your family. It's affecting everything, especially when you have to walk around and wear a mask around your nose. And I just want to say this. This gets me, fellas. Why do you see parents with a mask on their nose and their little babies in a stroller with no mask on? Now, can you explain that one to me? Help me understand
that. That's a great question.
This is just the new way of life that we're going to have to go through. It makes no sense, but, it's just one of those things.
Now, when you say it's a new way of life, do you think that it's going to be here forever?
We'll probably be wearing masks for the next couple of to the end of this year for sure.
Okay.
No
yeah.
doubt.
You think?
We will be wearing masks. Yep. No one after this, no one is ever going to be sure that corona has just been gone and that nobody's going to get sick again. There's always going to be that 1% out there wearing their mask wherever they go, you know, whatever they do, and complaining about the person next to them who's not wearing their mask.
I mean, they have that right to complain. They have that right to be concerned. You know, it's a virus that, you know, if you walk by me and you sneeze on me, that I can get infected, and possibly die because you may not have pre-existing conditions, but I may have pre-existing conditions, and now my life is tarnished because I walk past somebody and they sneeze on me.
Okay, well, you said, okay, quickly. They have the marks in the grocery stores. They have the pumps when you're pumping the gas. They have people that were protesting. They said it's airborne. So just real quick, just take like maybe 2 minutes because we're going to move on to dating. But tell me what you think about, do you think people really believe that it's real?
Yeah, I mean, it's people out there with conspiracy theory, and I mean, then people have had conspiracy theories since 9/11. So really, you just really have to focus on the numbers and really the focus on the on studies that have been done on this virus.
And the virus properties are not fully understood and could change. The role of asymptomatic patients is still imperfectly understood, and true rates of infection and immunity are therefore uncertain, especially where testing is limited, where people can't even get tests, or when they are tested, they won't receive any feedback for a couple of months, and they could be out spreading the virus unknowingly.
Right. I mean,
you know, you just said
a
lot right there. Not to cut you off, keep that train of thought. You go take a test, you can't even get your results. So you don't know what your results are, and then the companies, they don't really care. Long as you tell them they had 14 days, but shouldn't they have a mandatory law that you should have your test? If you mention anything about that, that you've been exposed to it, shouldn't they have a law where you have to have a test? They go by three questions. They go by, do you have a fever? Or had you have a fever? Have you been around anybody with COVID-19? Well, you really don't know if you've been around anyone with COVID-19.
Right.
Okay, then number three is, well, if you haven't been around anyone, have you had any sneezing or coughing or sore throat? Now, really quick, because we're moving along today, really quick. Some people don't sneeze. Some people don't have a fever. Some start with a stomach ache. Some people start with numbness, numb in their feet, numb in their hands. It's all different types of symptoms. What is your perspective on that?
Yeah, unless you're a professional athlete and you're making you're making money for these big companies, you know we won't have that luxury of being able to get tested every week and have a set structure for preventing the virus. So really, it's all about each individual, and I feel like how you go about yourself. Like you said, that the tests were pretty hard to get. And
No, you can get a test. You can get a test, but you can't get your results back. But these companies,
the results,
all they want to do is most companies just want their money. What's more important, young man? Is it your life or your job? How are you going to enjoy money when you're dead? How are you going to enjoy your money when you're in the hospital on a ventilator?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's right. And that's where we get back into them making it a law. That's a factor of controlling the people, because when you turn something into a law where someone has to do something or, you know, has to report, that's a factor of controlling. And that's like I said earlier, that's a touchy subject, because now if you do disobey that law, you can get, you know, incarcerated, you can get arrested, anything can happen. You can lose your money, you can lose your job. I think there was a thing where before you get a job or before you apply, they ask you, have you ever had corona, or, you know, you got to get tested, or you need paperwork to show that you've never had corona.
And I have, I have people that I know that when they go, if they want to go back to work, they do have to go through procedures to make sure that they don't have the virus and, stuff set up like that. But, I going back to the test results, you know, typically they say you should get your test results back in 2 days. So if you're
not
getting it back in 2 days, that's something that, you know, we need to fix it most definitely because
right,
if we
right.
want
and
to.
And I personally know companies that, as long as you tell them you were quarantined and you're not sneezing, coughing with a fever, come on in, just mask it up. That's a creating fear. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
well,
that's one of the company's benefits. I feel like at that point they can care less.
Right. Okay. Well, let's move on to dating during the pandemic. Let's talk about dating in your age group because you sure wouldn't know an older age group. And I'd like to say this too. I wish I could play this song, but maybe next time. Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Do you young men know about Marvin Gaye? What's
Very
going
much
on?
So.
And Hail
yes.
Melvin, wake up everybody. Well,
what's
moving along, fellas, dating.
What's going on? No, we so dating.
Go ahead on, sing it.
No, but dating at a time like this is very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, not to say that it wasn't. I'd like to say since this time has been, the corona has hit, there has been an increase in dating apps.
As far as
Tinder, Hinge, even WhatsApp, which is not considered a dating app, but a messaging app. It is harder to date, being that college students are out of school, high school students are out of school. Nobody's at their jobs anymore. Everybody's remotely working from home.
Yeah, I don't like this dating. I don't like this dating scene. But the dating apps have been around before COVID-19. That's been around for a while, and I've really never been a fan of that.
Let me ask you something. I'm gonna interject because I'm not in your age group, but you said now this dating app. You're dating through, like, your virtual, but you're not physically dating, right?
Right, exactly.
There's no contact. Let's get
yeah,
this straight for the listeners.
Exactly, if you want to call that dating. But like Jerry said, it's jumped up quite a bit now that this COVID-19 it's jumped up significantly now that, we're going through this pandemic. Online dating is like the new norm for a lot of people.
And with people our age, a lot of things are changing. We're starting to have more openly transgender, people. We're starting to have openly homosexual people, and it's all around the world. It's not just in one place. So dating can be hard in this time. Especially, for people who don't see each other every day, or especially for people who are dating now, teenagers who can't go over to their girlfriend's or boyfriend's house.
Yeah, I think it's having it can have an effect on the mental health of a lot of people. Just not being able to go see people and see people's, even to just see people's face, smiles around your city. Like, you can't go out and do that anymore because everyone's wearing masks. So, I feel like it can have a huge effect on this generation as we're not being personable.
Well, you said a lot on your generation.
Yeah.
You guys want to go out and date and all ages. People want to date. People want to still see their fiancés or whatever they're doing. There are some people, I personally have, like one of my friends, they're really encouraging. They stay quarantined. They're not older. They're just very disciplined. It's important to them. Like I said, different strokes for different folks, but they really take advantage of, okay, I'm going to stay in. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm only going out when necessary. But
right. Going
to the dating, what you were saying, do you think they should have some type of, that would be kind of difficult because they can't even find a cure or a vaccination for the COVID-19. But do you think people who want to date or they go online and they want to meet, you think they should go somewhere and get a test? Would you encourage that?
I would encourage it, I would encourage it, of course.
It's just as
I'd say it's just as strict as an STD test. You know, before you start dating, you kind of want to know who your partner has been with. You know, you kind of want to know where has, you know, he or she been. Or, you know, getting corona is just at the top of the line. You kind of want to know, have you ever had corona? Am I going to catch it from you if I give you a hug or a kiss?
And all right, so, Tully, this is Michelle, your cousin. Excuse me, I hate to interject, but you know what? I'm going to say 100% I'm with you on that, because you're going to go out and you never know what that person has, and you don't know if they have the corona or some kind of syphilis or gonorrhea or just whatever. You know, you have to really just kind of be on the lookout for everything now, because this season right now, if you're not with God right now, baby, the churches are closed. You're in for a rude awakening, because if you leave here and you don't have it together, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to go somewhere where it's nice and hot.
Right.
Thank you very much. And with the dating, the purpose of this discussion, like I said, is nothing practiced or script. We're just natural, just voicing opinions. Our younger generation speaking on worldwide protests, continued shutdown, dating during a pandemic. And like you were saying, Michelle, thank you so much for that input. And keep on listening and bringing in your ideas and asking your questions, because I want to hear parents. I want to hear grandparents speak out. I want to keep encouraging these youth, encouraging our young men who are on this show right now, hosting this discussion, because this brings awareness. This show is to bring awareness. Now, somebody may not have thought like that. They've seen somebody cute. They want to date them, but they may hear this show and say, you know what? I heard something. Now I'm thinking about it. And they may go take a test. So that was really, really good, Michelle. You know, like, get it together. We all got to come together and pray. So anything else, gentlemen, on dating during a pandemic? Because we're going to move right along to something else.
Let's move along.
Callers?
Move along. I thank Michelle for that input as well. You know, that's
welcome.
Are there any parents or grandparents or callers that would like to comment and say something on this before we move to the next topic?
I'm just going to interject and say another thing. So you're just going to have to wear a mask. I mean, a lot of people don't really want to wear a mask. So right now, you got to really be protected in all kind of ways. You know, if you only get one life, you got to guard it with everything. I mean, why take a chance when you really don't have to, you know? And to the young men, I have two young men. I have a son that's 28, and I got a son that's 37. And, you know, they're out there dating, but I'll tell you what, I stress one thing, condoms, because diseases, they're hard to get rid of. Sometimes they just take you out in a few months, 2 weeks, and I'm done with it.
But corona, COVID-19, you don't need a condom. Do you, fellas? What do you say? This is a live discussion on the E-Water Radio. So
we're just covering the whole gamut, you know, right now.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Since you did mention STDs. And that's a part of sexual activity.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed, you know. And that really correlates with corona, because people want to know, have you ever had it? You know, when you want to say you want someone over, your first question wants to be, you know, have you been around anyone who has corona? You know,
right.
That's going to be the number one question for the next couple of years now.
Am I risking
sure.
my
because
life?
It's not only just a virus where you can get sick, maybe stay at home for a few days. It's a virus that kills, worse than the flu, maybe worse than SARS and other major viruses.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you out of here quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's got nothing on Ebola. Ebola was something else, but this is really bad. This is worse than Ebola, 10 times worse.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Terrible.
And
okay. Any other comments or suggestions and perspectives on dating during a pandemic? Any callers have any questions regarding dating? Thank you so much, Michelle. Michelle, don't you go nowhere. You may want to comment again. Anyone, callers, now is your time.
Okay. Yes, I have a question regarding dating for the boys. I just wanted to know, like, do you guys find it more common that if you do want to meet somebody, being that these skating rinks are not open and places where you would normally meet people are not open, what do you think about dating online? Do you feel comfortable with dating online, or is that more common now?
I want to say this is Jalen. I want to say that it is more common, but a lot of people aren't open to dating online because it can bring uncertain thoughts and just uncertain, uncertain motives. So you're not really – it's very difficult to attempt to date someone online if you're not used to that and you don't want – you know, you're wanting to connect with someone personally on a personable level. That can't be done. There can be so many misconceptions when you're – when you're attempting to talk to a person online. So, I mean, it's different, and it's really something that I guess you would have to get used to. In my opinion, I wouldn't prefer it over, going out and being able to, experience life outside of this digital realm.
Okay, I hear a little ambient sound in the background. Someone just, I don't know where it's coming from, but just to let you know, just to bring awareness. Okay, any other questions at this time? Anyone? Okay, we're going to move to, since we're talking about dating, I think this will be in order. Education to go to school or not. A lot, they have people protesting that are saying that they want their children in school. You have parents say that their children are getting on their nerves, pulling their hair out. So I want every parent that's on this line, after these guys give you their perspective on it, I want to hear what do you feel about your children or grandchild being in school. So, fellas, young men, let's go for it. What do you think about that, education to go to school or not?
I think going to school right now is unnecessary, really, in my opinion. We've found in countless occasions where viruses are commonly spread through children. So you think of like smallpox and chickenpox, and these viruses are commonly spread through children because children are still growing. They don't know they haven't developed that personalizing, in my opinion.
Well, I think we should go to school because we don't need to stop the education system.
The education system will stop.
Yes, it will. If kids aren't going to school, they're not learning.
And the hardest way to learn for kids is not by teaching, online through, But I'm sure parents, if I were a parent at this moment, I want your kids to go to school because of Corona, right? Exactly, and I would be more open to having them learn at home for a little while. So if it's just a couple months or if it's a year, just have them learn at home. A lot of people are doing right now because that can build your child in different ways.
So can be in social. People are made, especially kids, to go and have fun with other kids, to go and meet other kids, to develop antibodies, get naturally sick of a regular cold or a regular, sneeze.
And look, well,
staying around other kids.
You have Timmy and Tommy right down the street. If they're home, being homeschooled as well, they can go out and play with the kids down the street, to keep that community in one area where if it does end up,
I think kids should go to school. The kids should be required to wear a mask and being tested in the thermometer for the temperature.
I would like to interject and say something. And at the same time, I hear someone that has some water or something in the background. If we can kind of get that, because these guys are saying something. I don't know if you're driving with your window down. You can kind of mute your phone, but I hear it feeding through the system. Anyone, stay on the phone. You can just put your phone on mute because we want to hear from you, and we're so happy and thankful that you're joining us. You're listening to Women in Motion on eWater Radio. Share the number now, 323-642-1757. You could also log on to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/eWaterRadio. We're speaking on worldwide protests, continued shutdown, dating during a pandemic, voting, education to go to school or not. And I still hear the sound feeding through. It's coming through someone's phone. Someone's doing something while they're listening in. Now, you had just said, you two young men, made a statement that how are they going to get their education? Now, if you go get an education and you go to school and they have a pandemic, and say, for instance, I believe that there's 30 students to a classroom. Parents, grandparents, help me out with this one. And I see little children, 2 years old, 5 years old,
dang,
using an iPad all the time because they always have these learning tools on television. Do you think some of the parents don't want to deal with their own children? They're just impatient. Do you think the children should go to school and take a chance, life or death, education or maybe coronavirus? What do you say about that?
You know, that's a good question. That comes to, you know, that brings in the topic of like mental, just mental, mental, you know, just how it's mental awareness, just how the coronavirus is affecting people's mental stability. And if this time is forcing you to spend that time with your child and, you know, it's becoming a burden, then you can kind of pinpoint, you know, it's a time for these people to learn, in my opinion. And if you're not able to spend time with your child, then that says a lot about the household and, you know, the household that you have your children growing up with. So, hey, you could kind of tackle some things there with, you know, just not, you know, with that situation, you can tackle problems in your household.
With kids not going to school, they could raise up other problems as far as credentials when the child gets older. You know, did he graduate from a at-home school, or where did they get their main education from? I think kids should stay in school because we as people have to come up with new protocols as far as corona and wearing a mask and washing your hands. You know, it could be a mandatory action where all the kids or each class has to wash their hands a couple times or every, you know, hour or every time they switch classes or, you know, go into a different class.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm worried about mostly of kids not being able to go to school is just the fact that it's affecting a lot of teachers. And I know that can really be detrimental to society. You know, you have a union of people that are out of jobs right now, not able to make money. And if you have a surplus of, you know, city funding that is not going anywhere, they're not going to school. And if they are going to these schools, they're going to these schools that don't have children in them. So, you know.
Okay. Do you have any callers that like to challenge these young men really quick on this topic, education, to go to school or not? Maybe you have children that are young. Maybe you have college students. Maybe you have someone who was supposed to graduate. They did graduate, but they didn't get to walk and have this ceremony. Maybe you have someone that is pursuing a career in sports, and they're not able to do that. Maybe they can't go cheerlead like they used to. Anyone, please challenge them on this topic, education, to go to school or not. They're young men. They've made some good comments. Let's hear your thoughts on it. Please, someone. You're on live on Women in Motion. Anyone?
Yeah,
can
how
you
hear
doing,
me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can hear you.
I got a question. How do you guys feel about, of course, spending a big risk if you don't have to take it? But what if you have to take it? What if your parents at work? Who's going to make sure that they learn?
Go,
I mean, your average young kid, elementary kid or whatever, who's going to sit them down so they get that learning time? I mean, if you have the luxury of staying home with your kids, that's great. But what if you got to go to work and to pay the rent? You know, both parents or whatever parents in the household got to go to work and pay the bills, pay the rent, et cetera. It sounds good if you're in a position to do that, but if you're not, it's a lot of our kids that's going to get left behind. And I'd hate to say it, it's mostly going to be minority kids, the inner city kids, the ones that not going to be able to have someone at home with them where they can go through the curriculum, et cetera. So it's a catch-22 decision, and we might get left behind even more than we already are, but I'd like to know their opinion on it, in your opinion.
Okay.
You know,
Jerry, Jalen?
And that's the reason why I think kids should go back to school, because it's not making everyone happy, but it's making the teachers happy, it's making the parents happy, it's making the city happy because the city is funding the schools. So it's not making everyone happy, but it's making, you know, the people we need to be happy, which is like the teachers who are out of jobs right now because there are no kids in school. And I've heard that the first 3 weeks of school to start in the fall will be online for most children, or most middle school, I believe. But it's a test. We're still testing. We're trial and error, and we're gonna see how we can move forward from Corona.
Okay. He also said in his question that some parents are in a position to handle this a different way. It's a lot of things we can't handle, but I believe he was speaking on, Jerry, were you speaking on financially? Was that your question?
Yes.
What about the parents who can and the parents who can't? What are you?
Correct.
Your opinion on that, because what he's saying is the teachers, the education, they've always had home study. I don't think that would affect you one way or another, as long as you could pass your test and you're being taught at home. Jerry, are they answering your question that you put out there? Can you hear me?
Can you repeat the question, Ms. Avila?
Yes. I said, did you have your question? It's a little ambient sound coming from someplace, and I apologize to my listeners, but it's like some air is coming in through it's ambient, and our system is very sensitive, so it's picking it up. So just speak a little bit louder, but to your question you were asking these young men, did they answer your question?
Yes. I just wanted to get their opinion on how they felt about the situation, because it's like I said before, it sounds good. That's the smart decision, all the kids stay home. But what about the minority? It's going to affect mostly the minority kids where they don't have the technology or the iPads or whatnot, and people to stay home and make sure they follow the curriculum where the parents got to go out and work. So that was mainly my question. But I just want their opinion, and they touched on it.
They touched on it. Okay. So are you, young man, Jerry, Jalen, you have any other comments on the education?
I do, and I wanted to add something to that. I definitely understand what Jerry was saying, and I recognize that there are a big group of people that aren't able, but that don't have that luxury of, you know, learning from home, learning quality schooling at home. And really, I mean, that's where the community needs to come together at that point. You know, I've heard, a series of big name people that are actually throwing some money into these schools, just providing them with what they need to, excel in these situations. And at that moment, it also depends on the, just the discipline of these children, in my opinion, and as a matter of fact, and what they instill into their children, whether they can instill just buckle down and get this knowledge in that that they're wanting to attain.
Okay, any callers, any questions regarding education, to go to school or not? Anyone, please. I would love to hear from you. So
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Your name, please. Caller.
Mallory. I'm Mallory.
Okay,
how
hello,
are you?
Mallory. I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
I want to just follow up with that a comment from the gentleman as far as the education, and not only will they miss out on children will miss out on activities and you know, socializing, because the youth really struggles with social because they always are either texting, you know, they're kind of different than my age group. We called, we sat on the phone for hours. And this generation, they're texting, and so they already kind of struggled to meet with social skills. But I was going to say, even with meals, when he said the inner city kids, a lot of people are struggling with food. And I think that this is I kind of want to make a comment about everything that I've been listening to. This is a good time for the youth to come up with ways to encourage others. Even with them not having PE, they can do like Zoom or something where they can have a couple of students interact with them to start their own businesses. This is a time for people to really start using their ideas to create businesses and wealth with their children. You know, as parents, we can just lead them to entrepreneurship too due to this pandemic. I think that God is really allowing this time for us to get a little bit more creative and come out of ourselves and come out of that robotic, religious way of doing our day-to-day to be a little bit more creative. And as far as safety, really we were a little bit beyond our bounds when we would, you know, come in interaction. We should always had space. We should have always had some type of, you know, private section where everybody's not up on everybody. I think this is a good time in life.
Other than you go ahead.
Other than the pandemic, you know, other than the sickness that comes, but I think this is really a great time to look at a more positive than just that we own time out, you know, because that's what it sounds like.
Right. And you were saying about kids should, because kids should socialize, and they do need their parents to direct, because you know, they're always on their iPads, they're always on the video games. Like, if you give a kid a book and an iPad, which one do you think he's gonna play with?
Mm-hmm.
iPad, correct? So we do need our parents to direct us with that. So if the parents themselves, you know, could come together and, hey, get your kid on Zoom around this time. Hey, let's, you know, possibly meet up 5 people, wear masks, you know, be social distance, maybe play a circle game or something where you could, you know, at a park and things like that. But, yeah, get the community involved. But the main thing is our parents should direct us with that, even, you know, siblings also, because, you know, if you – a kid is going to do what he wants to do. That's why they are not the adults, and, you know, their parents are.
I agree with getting, you know, like Jerry said, just getting the community involved and having siblings or friends down the street. You know, kids, there are a lot of kids that are out of college right now that I know would not mind, you know, just helping out their neighborhood friend with, you know, homeschooling or whatever it is. So I say just get the community involved in situations like this, and obviously get them involved and be safe while doing it. But, you know, I definitely agree with that comment that the caller made. Just this is a time where we can learn and really build on our, you know, build on our our downfalls and or just what we're not up to date on, you know, just build on a lot of things, actually.
Yeah, a lot of things. Because with the caller, she said a lot. Mallory said that entrepreneurship, creating, being a parent, things that have etiquette and that we should do in our homes as a family anyway. Entrepreneurship, you sit your children down, talk to them. Let them know they're supposed to wash their hands before they eat, after they eat, when they do this and do that. That's saying a lot, because I believe that we have put education on the teachers when your education first starts at home. Your parents are your first teachers. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Any comments, callers?
Yeah, I I wanted to just touch on that as well, just to piggyback off of what Mallory was saying. I do agree that this is definitely an common opportunity for people to encourage maybe those inner city kids where they don't have parents, you know, like these other parents that can have somebody come in and do what they need to do to get the special education that they need, where you have these other parents that may not. And I think it's a great opportunity for people who do have businesses. They can maybe do, like Mallory said, like a Zoom or something with the inner city, kind of like back in the days how they had like a big brother and a little brother and the big brother, you know, that you may have at high school or somewhere, and they kind of mentor the younger kids, the younger generation. And I think that's a great idea, and it would be a perfect time to do that now when kids are at home, you know, they're really not doing much, and this would just be that time for that.
Yeah.
It would.
Peggy?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
No, I just wanted to say,
can you
also
hear me?
Call, yes, I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello.
I was
caller,
just
I can
say,
hear you.
Yes. I was just going to say also, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
You're live.
Yeah. I can hear.
Okay,
I was just going
like to say,
just to get to, because I did have a lot to say, just because I was listening to everything and I was trying to say it all at one time. It's kind of confusing to do it. It's my first time. But I do want to say that just not to focus so much on the things we cannot do, to focus more on the things that we can do at this time.
Love you. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Everything
I
positive. Everything that we can do. Gentlemen, any comments on that one?
Yeah, I wanted to say that's so true right now, because right now it's like a breeding ground for, mental instability. It's the breeding ground for people to get down and just have that negative aspect on life. And really, that can not only affect your day-to-day life, but it can affect your future and so much more. So with that comment, that, you know, that's bringing...
I agree with that, but it's for our generation, it's hard. We're a generation of travelers. We're not a generation of hardworking, you know, straight from the bottom humans. Our generation,
you got to speak up a little so we could hear you. But you were saying in your generation it's a little hard. But what you can do is, like
our
the caller Mallory was saying,
full of traveling. We like to do things, and with us not being able to do things, it's hard to look at the positive things and the aspects. And, you know, look at the things we can instead of what we can't.
Any callers would like to comment on that, to let them know how could a person in their young generation look up to, they love traveling, they love doing this, they love doing that. Can you give a I can, like an amen, on what they can do? Let's make it quick and brief because we're running out of time. Callers, we want to hear from you. This is their show. Anything that they can do. They love traveling. They love going out. They love dating. They like going to restaurants, hanging with their friends. Any suggestions? Parents,
I
want to
say something.
Grandparents, friends, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, right now, I know a lot of people that are taking time to go to natural parks, you know, just seeing the more natural aspect of life, as opposed to going out to the clubs, out to the bar, out to have a drink at the go to Topgolf, wherever it is, whatever social environment is popular at these times. Right now is probably more of a time that you can, you know, you would like to go on this road trip and go to Colorado, go see the Rockies, go do something outside as opposed to being conditioned to, just find pleasure in drinking or going to bars and turning up.
Turning up, huh? Well, that's an I can. It's not an I cannot, but you can get in your car
And you can just take a nice drive. A nice scenic look. Right?
Yeah.
But, the education, we got to make sure we talk about that again, too, because it's a lot about that. Parents, parents, which, go ahead, Mallory, you have something to say?
Oh,
I like to
ask. I was going to say that I have a 17-year-old daughter who has a boyfriend, happened to get a boyfriend right before all of this happened, January they met. And to have the balance of them not being able to go out to the movies and all that stuff, so they kind of switch off and go from home to home, his mom. And so it's bringing us together, and it's bringing two families together versus normally a dating world in this generation, they would always get to themselves. So it's given another level to relationship, especially with the youth, and it's also bringing two families together. I'm sorry, I wanted to say that earlier when you guys were talking about the dating. Not didn't mean to bring you guys back to your, you know, the dating
but
thing, but it's just a, yeah.
Okay, we have like 3 minutes, and we're going to be closing out. We didn't get to talk about voting, but we'll do that next time. But I would like to ask you, Mallory, as a parent, how did you feel, just try to do this in 1 minute, how did you feel when your daughter met someone to date during the pandemic as a parent, in a few words? How did you feel? Did you feel fear, or did you feel confidence? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did feel, you know, just a little unease. I wouldn't say fear, but I would say a little bit uneasy because I wasn't for sure how would this go. You know, teenagers, you know, they'll run away on you or run out on you because they do feel like they, you know, they want to have their own. But this is forcing us to all have a relationship. She notices that she's not in this relationship by herself, because families have to be involved now, because they have to be at home, which is, for me, it's a blessing because, you know, with the pandemic going on, yes, it's some things that's happening, but it's also some great things that's happening. Like I said, just keeping it on a positive note as far as this pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, God allowed it. It's not like God is not in control of it. So I just wanted to, yeah, I think it's actually better for me. I wouldn't want it any other way other than, like I say, the sickness to be gone.
Okay, well, good. I enjoyed everyone who joined us on the show today. It has been awesome and phenomenal. We're always running out of time. We were going to talk about voting. Just want to remind everyone, fellas, young men, to call you young men, Jerry, Jalen, you were awesome always. Thank you once again for giving your perspective, okay, on the pandemic, on dating during the pandemic, voting and education, schools, or not school, but we'll get voting next time. But I encourage everyone to go out and vote. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, my host, Jalen and Jerry. Until next time, Women in Motion on eWater Radio. I'm your host, and we are out. Peggy Avila. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and stay safe. And love yourself and love your family. And remember, take that I cannot until I can. We're out.
Hey, get over here. Show is over with.